headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studio, it's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth through work that they love and create real, amazing relationships. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, and my daughter is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. So, Rachel, if people are coming late to the party, last week we did announce that we have a new studio sponsor, Pods Moving and Storage, to which people might say, why?
Yeah.
Would Pods Moving and Storage be on the Ramsey Show?
Want to be on the Ramsey Show.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to be on the Ramsey Show?
That's the question.
But everybody would. But why would we allow someone to be here that we announce and broadcast for and promote? It's a wonderful company, and the people that are in leadership is one of the things we always look at when we're doing an endorsement, because if bad people are in leadership, eventually the company's going to turn bad. And so we don't want to put our name on them. So these are people that are we've known, and the CMO, the team there is absolutely incredible. But that's not enough. It would need to bring value to Pods, and it would need to bring value to you, the listener, to put a little moving truck thing up behind Rachel's head there. And so,
look at that.
Had one of those out in the parking lot, full size one.
Pods container.
Yep. I got to stand in it, got my picture made. It was good. It's a lot of fun. 23 million people move in the U.S. each year. 1 in 5 Ramsey listeners tell us they plan to move this year. And Pods is a way to do it efficiently. They will set the pod on your driveway, leave it there as long as you need them to, pick it up. And when they pick it up, they pick it up with a Podzilla, so it's picked up level. They don't tilt it and all your stuff slide to the back and crash into each other and break everything. They pick it up level, set it on there. If your closing on your new house didn't go right or something and you need to store it for a little while, you can. Now, if you do that with a regular moving company, they're going to unpack the truck and put it in storage, and then repack the truck, and the cost is unbelievable. So lots of flexibility with these guys. It's an economical way to do the move. You control the speed of the move, and we are proud to have, they've had 6 million moves now at Pods. It's not a small company.
Well, they've grown a lot, and I feel like I see them everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere. And they've done a great job with their marketing, but their service is incredible.
Yep.
We got to meet the local guy that's one of the drivers. The drivers that bring the pod to your house and pick them up are employees. They're not contract, so they work for the team, and they take great care for that Podzilla to operate properly. And Will from Antioch, you know, just over the hill over here, broad hours over here, we got to meet him, and he had a great Financial Peace University story. He'd been through FPU, so good stuff, and it's a good way to do this. So we're excited to have Pods as the new sponsor for the studio. You'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks and days as we let you know more and more things about it, but it's a good thing. Kevin starts off this hour in Nashville. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Mr. Ramsey.
Hey, what's up?
So, 23 years old, and ever since I was about 17, I've been sports betting, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And I'm in GA now, and I see a therapist, and nothing really seems to work, and I'm just feeling really, really defeated and, you know, hopeless. And I was just wondering if you had any wisdom you could share or advice.
I'm sorry, man. That's a hard thing.
Yeah, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me, ever.
For people in America that don't understand, the second fastest growing addiction in North America today is not cocaine or fentanyl or prescription drugs or alcohol. It is gambling online. Fastest growing addiction. Second fastest growing addiction. First is porn. And we deal with these numbers because we deal with people's lives that are broken around their finances all the time due to this kind of stuff. So we've talked to, over 30 years, a whole lot of people where Kevin is. Kevin, I'm not an addictions expert by any stretch. You know that, right?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. So how long have you been going to GA?
About 3 months, and I've known that I should have been going a lot longer, but
past is the past. You learned that in GA. All we're worried about is tomorrow's a new day, right?
Yeah.
One baby step at a time, right? And so are you making all your meetings? Are you going?
Yep, I go twice a week at two different locations. So, and I also see a therapist that specializes in it. But mm-hmm. for some reason, it's just so hard, even with all of these things in place. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not going to be easy. It is very hard. That's why we call it an addiction and not a problem. Right?
Yeah.
If it was a problem, yep. you could work through it. It's an addiction, and so it's got its claws deep into your soul, and you're having to pry them out a little bit at a time. So is your therapist moving the needle?
Definitely improvements. I mean, like I said, I've been gambling for 5 years, and I will go, you know, a few days or a week or two now, which if you told me a year ago that could happen, I would say it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to fully kick it, like you said, just the nature of addiction, I guess. But mm-hmm. I have.
Well, it is the nature of it, but we have to obviously write a new script for the future, which is part of why you're calling. So what is the environment in which are you online, FanDuel or whatever?
Yeah, so it's online, and I have, you know, casinos close by that take bets and bookies, and it's like, you know, everywhere I look, I could gamble. That's just how it feels, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
And I'm tired of, I work for the government, and I have a college degree, and I make 70 grand a year. Mm-hmm. And that just makes me feel even more worthless, because no one my age should be struggling. I should be, you know, mm-hmm. doing the baby steps, and here I am just fueling a betting account with every paycheck. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's just like the worst part of it all.
Are you in debt, Kevin, because of the addiction?
Yes, thankfully not too much, but I have about $5,000 worth of credit card debt, because just recently they let you just put it on a credit card now. You don't even.
Okay, in the last 2 weeks, where did you place your bets?
All online.
Okay. So what do we do to cut that source off?
Yeah, so I've excluded myself from like the ones that are like legalized, like, you know, in this, like FanDuel and stuff like that, but. The issue for me is just that there's 1,000 just online, offshore, you know, places you can bet.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do we turn your computer off is what I'm asking.
Or your phone.
Yeah.
Is it your phone?
I guess stripping me of electronics might actually.
You know, well, I mean, for a while, I'd be okay with that. Because if you're drunk, you can't hang out in a bar, right?
Yeah, you're right. And like I said, it's not only affected me financially, it's every relationship I have and my work. I just feel so defeated.
Yeah, and usually, Kevin, what we find too is that the addiction is a symptom. And so dealing with that symptom is really important, like what Dave is saying. But also, hopefully your therapist is getting to the point of understanding what's motivating that, like, right? Like wanting that high, what that is giving you is for a reason. And so doing that personal work and digging in to those things, which I hope your therapist is doing, to get to the root cause is huge.
You know, I'd also plug into a celebration recovery class in a local church and get plugged in and start walking this on a spiritual angle as well. That'd be my next thing. Man, I wish I could be more help. I'm not an expert, but we'll pray for you and cry with you. Guys, we really value the input from people who watch and listen to The Ramsey Show. It helps us know what's important to you so we can deliver the right content that will help you with the questions and challenges you have right now. One way you can share your thoughts with us is by answering a few questions in a new survey we just launched, and you can check it out at RamseySolutions.com/survey. It takes just a few minutes, and you'll be in the running for a $500 Visa gift card that someone that takes the survey will win. RamseySolutions.com/survey. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Let's circle back, Rachel. Neither you nor I know enough about addictions. Wish John Deloney was here today, but to speak intelligently into it, there's a few things we do know from having worked with addicts over the years. You know, one is you do need to plug into a group, and GA, he called it, but it's Gamblers Anonymous is what that stands for. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous, but for gamblers, is incredible. Celebrate Recovery is an incredible ministry with a Christian, purely Christian perspective, and plugging into a good church is a wonderful group and process to plug into. And certainly the one-on-one therapist, which is what he's doing, is there. In GA, you need a strong, or in Celebrate Recovery, either one, a strong sponsor. And the sponsor is the person who is going to love you when you fall down, but they're also going to kick your butt and hold you accountable and talk you off the ledge, so to speak, metaphorically. And, you know, that having those people in your life matters. And then what you said before we went into the break is vital, that you dig into the root cause. Because the gambling is the drinking, the gambling, the cocaine use, the whatever the surface addiction is, there's always something under it that's causing it. And that is always a mental health thing. It's a childhood thing. It's a spiritual thing. And it may be all of those.
Yeah.
It probably is all of those. And so, you know, as people of faith, we also have watched our lives be transformed by our faith walk and by plugging into a good church and setting up a new group of friends that weren't the old friends. I mean, you can't run around with your drinking buddies anymore if you got a drinking problem. And so if Kevin's running around with a bunch of guys that are still running FanDuel every day and all they're talking about is football,
right?
And their fantasy league, and they're betting on this and they're betting on that and so forth. And you know, you got to change your environment as well, and then do set something up. Take the stuff off, the apps off your phone, or set the phone down for a period of time, or whatever it is you're using to access that. You've got to reset those things. But that won't work. Eventually, you'll find your way back to it if you don't get down under the root and find it.
Yeah.
And really dig into that. And that's some, anytime any of us go through, and we all do, a transformation at the character level, at the spiritual level, it's painful.
Yes.
People do it to get out of debt. They do it in their marriages. They do it recovering from their childhoods. But it's painful. There's nothing, no pain quite like emotional pain.
Mm-hmm. But it's necessary for the change. Because there is something, too, that, and again, I wish John was here, sitting here, because he's like the licensed therapist. But too, I'm like, to the spiritual side, which we both have the same faith walk, there's a point in our human condition that, like, when there's a little bit of that surrender of, like, I can't just keep pulling myself up by my bootstraps over and over. Like, there has to be a transformation that occurs. And I think when you can pinpoint that, whether it's on a spiritual side, but also the emotional side, right? Like, what are the things going on? Where's, like, the anger, the hurt, the things in your life that could be part of the thing that's triggering this? What are events in your life that have shaped who you are? That you kind of go back to these places of habit that you don't even realize for protective strategies. I mean, like, we are just complex people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like more and more we uncover that, and money ends up being a symptom for so much of that. That's why here on The Ramsey Show, like, we talk about this stuff a lot, not just addiction, but the heart issues of what's going on. And our money is a tool in life that ends up being affected because of it. But it can be a dark, really hard spot. But I do just want to applaud Kevin for even calling and asking the question, because you could hear it in his voice.
Let me tell you this, Kevin. I will tell you that I've seen a lot of people be successful.
Yes.
In walking away from this. We see a lot of success. There's other things that are even harder to break. I know this is hard. I'm not diminishing this. But, I mean, meth is, and heroin are just, dadgum, the percentages are very low that you get out of that alive. But gambling, people can walk away from. Porn, they can walk away from. They, with help and with treatment and the, you know, engaging in the process. And it is a spiritual walk. It's popping in my head, so I'm just going to say it. Max Lucado's new book, Help Is Here. He was on yesterday talking about it. And it's about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Kevin, I'm going to recommend that to you. And another one is Hinds Feet in High Places. That is a very interesting read when you're in the soup and you're fighting out of the soup right now. And we're here for you, man. You call, we'll talk to you anytime. We love you. And and you know, we're not gonna pull any punches with you. We're gonna tell you the truth, but you're not alone. We're gonna walk with you, but also we're not gonna tell you that we have all the answers, because we certainly don't. Thank you for the call, though. Open phones at 888-825-5225. You jump in. We'll talk about your life and your money. Patrick is with us in Montgomery, Alabama, except I pushed the wrong button. Now I did. Patrick's in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ramsey?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Well, so quick background. We have about 40 acres and a cabin in North Carolina, and my grandmother had owned it since the 60s. After she passed away, she gave it to my mother to take care of. She's been the sole caretaker for the last 30-something years, and she's getting up in age, and so she's thinking about trying to, you know, figure the plan for the way ahead. And the only concern I have is she's thinking about splitting up the control over herself, trickled down to me and my little brother, and then her three sisters. Now, with her having taken care of it for the last 30-something years, there hasn't been really any arguments whenever something comes up that needs to be done or taken care of, because she's been the single point of failure, and then everything's taken care of or resolved.
Does she own it with her sisters?
No, it is all in my mother's name.
Okay, so why does she feel obligated to drag them into this mess?
Well, do you know anything about the temperament? Orange, gold, green, and blue?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's a hardcore blue.
Okay.
And so what she wants to do is, you know, that whole family piece and, you know, getting everybody happy. I think she feels like if she puts it all in me or on me, that potentially somebody's feelings would get hurt.
Yeah, well, but she's mistaken.
Exactly.
She's pretty much guaranteeing with this ridiculous idea that feelings are going to be hurt all the time.
Yeah.
And you're stuck to each other. So I would tell her, Mom, listen, I don't want in. I'll opt out. This is a bad idea, Mom. I love you, and I appreciate what you're trying to accomplish. The way you're doing it, I don't agree with. I don't think it's going to work, and I don't want to be stuck in it.
See, and everything's paid off. And
Doesn't matter.
My wife and I, we follow.
Doesn't matter.
My wife and
it's
I,
always been paid off.
Baby steps. Yeah, it's taken care of, and she's got a little, I don't know if you want to call it a trust, but she's got something set up. She said, don't worry, everything's
that's
taken care of for 5 years after I pass.
That's not the problem.
See, that's not the problem. Yeah.
If you see a snake, kill the snake. Don't appoint a committee on snakes.
Exactly. Because what I want to do is try and set it up so that there's like a, you know, BBRO or whatever it is, so that basically it acts as a profit and it can cover the fees and cover all the expenses and nobody has to worry about it. She said, well, that'll have to happen after the sisters pass away, because I don't think they want to deal with that. I'm like, well, that's not really their call.
Yeah. Or it is their call because I'm opting out. So, yeah, just tell Mom, no thanks. Not going to play. This is a barrel of fish hooks. Don't want to stick my hand in it.
I'm
going to get stuck.
Yep.
Sorry. Love you, Mom. Don't love the cabin. Don't love your sister.
Her sweetheart, though.
Oh, she's sweet. She's a golden retriever. Everybody needs to be happy. And if they're not happy, I'm going
to
be stressed. And I'm sorry, but you're going to be stressed because they're not all going to be happy. It's part of life. Oh, it's painful. This is The Ramsey Show. I saw some recent financial statistics, and there was some pretty troubling news. When families were asked how long it would be before they faced financial hardship if a spouse died, nearly one-third said they'd be in trouble immediately. Another 44% said they'd be financially drained within 6 months. People, it does not have to be this way. Term life insurance plans are just plain cheap, and companies have made it even easier by not requiring exams in many cases. There really is no excuse to leave your family in this situation by not having life insurance. This is why I talk about Zander Insurance every day. They're committed to protecting families with the only products that I recommend, and their team keeps the entire process simple and affordable. Go to Zander.com for quick online pricing or call 800-356-4282. This has to be a priority. If your family is in this situation, you need to get this done. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey Personality, my co-host today. In the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage, May is with us. Hi, May. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where do you live?
San Diego.
Wow. Welcome to Nashville.
Thank you.
How much debt did you pay off?
$79,500.
$79,000? Yes. Okay. So wow. I'm going to round that and call it 80. Well done. All right. And how long did this take you?
33 months.
33 months. And your range of income during those 33 months?
Well, I started at 57 and ended up at 115.
Whoa. Nice jump in income. What do you do for a living?
I moved to San Diego.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. All right. And so you were a nurse before, but you just got a better gig?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Very cool. Good for you. So what was the $80,000? Student loans?
Mostly. 64 student loans. I had a car debt, credit cards, and, you know, normal.
You were just kind of normal.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. All right. Where were you living before San Diego?
Tampa.
And what made you go to San Diego?
I became a travel nurse.
Oh, you're a travel nurse. Oh, that could
be. I started as a travel nurse, mm-hmm. and then I ended up getting a job there.
Okay. Good. So how did you get connected to this Ramsey stuff, the Ramsey way?
Well, in 2018, I bought a house, and this guy came over to my house to show me the new appliances because they had just built it. And he started talking to me about how great I was doing financially. And I just thought to myself, like, that is so not true, but sure. And so he started talking about Ramsey, and I started to listen to the show. And then I woke up one day realizing how bad of a financial situation I was in. And so I just thought that my only option was to travel because my income wasn't enough to even come close to pay for the debt. I couldn't afford this house. The only way I was in it was because my parents were living in it and they were paying some of the mortgage. And so I became a travel nurse, and I got a job in San Diego, and I started paying off debt. And when the pandemic hit, I was like, this is my opportunity because now I don't have to pay interest. And so it kind of sped up the journey. Yeah. And here we are. I'm so excited.
May, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible. I think it's always impressive when people just say, hey, on their own, they're like, you know what? I'm gonna do something different. I'm actually going to change what I've been doing, and I'm going to look at money completely differently. Okay, so how does it feel?
Well, you know, it seems easy because I got a raise, but it was actually really hard because that was the biggest factor, but also the hardest factor, because like I think that what helped me the most was getting away from the people I was hanging out with, because everybody wanted to spend and travel because that's what we nurses do. And so once I left Florida and I was pretty much starting on my own, I lost my support group at the same time. And so then the pandemic hit. I was an ICU nurse, and it was really stressful. I was there by myself. I just wanted to go home and just go back to my family and forget this paying debt stuff. But I met my fiance now, and he was so supportive. All of the outings he had to support financially. And so, yeah.
That's amazing.
And still, in the middle of all that, the word you used a while ago was the COVID was an opportunity.
It was an opportunity, but a challenge at the same time.
Yeah.
It was
they usually
good and
are,
bad.
Yeah. Those two, they usually go together. Yeah.
Yes.
Two sides to the same coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was, but I mean, that it's interesting that when you're scraping and grinding and hustling towards a goal, that something comes up, you can see it as an opportunity, but otherwise you wouldn't see it as that. You
just
see
it as that. I would have been like, well, I can.
So you sold the house in Florida, I take it.
I did. I sold it, even though my parents didn't agree.
So they had to move. Yeah.
They did.
Oh, where did they move?
They rented an apartment.
Okay.
So
they survived your transition then.
They did. Yeah. They did. And
that had to be a little bit of a conflict in the air, a little scary conversation. I mean, you threw your parents out. That's hard.
Kind of.
Well, it's hard. I mean, it was a grown-up girl decision. I applaud you for it. But a lot of people would really, really, really not do that. And they should. You should have done exactly what you did. But,
well, I thought I was helping them at the same time, because I felt like once I did this, they would see that this is possible. And so that was my thought. My sister paid off her student loans, and my brother's also on the journey.
Oh, my gosh.
this is what I feel like this is why I did this.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've inspired the whole family then.
Yes.
Way to go. Good for you. That's very, very cool.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so what would you say to someone in their early 30s that's just been living paycheck to paycheck? They may have a great income, but they're like, this is just what it is. Like, there are, these student loans are always going to be around. You're always going to have a car payment. What would you say to someone that thinks, oh, I can't do what May did? No, that sounds so hard. I don't think that's possible.
Well, I think the whole baby step concept is the trick, because like you have to, even because my brother's in the same situation. He just doesn't make as much of an income as I do, but he has his $1,000 emergency fund, and he pays however little he can pay. And he's actually trying to work on improving or increasing his income. And so you just do what you can do. And then the rest, you know, you just get by with it.
Keep pushing through. Just keep pushing
for
through.
For sure. Yeah.
And you did it. 33 months.
Yes.
How's it feel to be free?
Well, what I feel like what I earned out of this was freedom. It was the freedom to make choices, because now I can make choices that I couldn't make before. Like, I ultimately want to in the future have my own business, and I feel like I would have never had even the thought of having that opportunity if I would still be in $80,000 of loans.
Exactly right. It is choices, because what you do is you give up your choices. That's why the Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. Yeah. You surrender your choices when you owe all these people. And the good news is you broke free. Well done.
Congratulations.
Proud of you, kiddo.
Thank you. Good work.
Very, very good work. Hey, we got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That is the next chapter in your story, how ordinary people build extraordinary wealth, how you can too. We fully expect you to be a millionaire. That's the next chapter for you.
Thank you.
And we'll give you a copy of this in Financial Peace University, a one-year membership.
Thank you so much.
Either use that or you can give it away. Same thing with the Total Money Makeover book we're going to give you. So you can use it or give it away, whatever you want to do. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Who was your biggest cheerleaders?
My siblings were my biggest cheerleaders, because they would always be like, oh, I want to buy this. They'll be like, is that on the budget? No, but yeah.
Accountability partner too.
Yes.
Yeah, very awesome. Good. Hey, you got the whole family working on it. You shifted you caused an earthquake, girl. It's very, very well done. Very well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
All right, May from San Diego, $80,000 paid off in 33 months, making 57 to 115. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1. I'm debt-free.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. Wow.
It's awesome.
Fabulously done.
You know, everyone's stories and situations, they're all different, right? And they all have glimpses of these moments that you're like, oh, that's just amazing, amazing, amazing. But even just like, you know, I know she's engaged right now, but even just as a single person, you're like, well, I'm going to do it. At least when you're married and you're on the same team, you have each other to like...
Well, and she was lonely and scared at some point through that process, she said.
Yes. I mean, that was a hard road, a hard 33 months. And so... I mean, she can just say to herself, like, the pride of, I did that. Like, I did that. And I did the impossible of what people would say is impossible. And it's incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
She changed everything with that at 33 years old. Moved all the way across the country. I mean, from Tampa to San Diego, that's about as far a stretch as you can make right there. And
worked at a hard time medically during COVID as an ICU nurse.
It always is interesting to me that... You know, the old saying Einstein said, he said, you know, I have plenty of luck, but it usually comes dressed in overalls and looks like work clothes, you know. And, you know, it's interesting to me that when you're in the middle of scratching and clawing for something, that she sees COVID as an opportunity. Wow. I mean, if I was in the medical field and at some points in COVID, I probably would not have seen it as an opportunity, but it was. It was a valid opportunity.
A hard one.
Yeah.
A hard one. But
yeah. Thank goodness we got people like her out there.
I know. Such incredible stuff.
This is The Ramsey Show. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. This is The Ramsey Show. We appreciate you guys being with us. Our condolences to the royal family as the Queen has passed. And very sad. Mm-hmm. 70 years, 13 presidents she entertained. Quite a...
Well, she took the throne so early in life.
Yeah, and quite a lady, obviously. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the amazing number of movies, books, everything else about her, about the whole process, pretty wild. But sad for the British people, sad for the world. It's a loss. It's a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So you sent me this silly thing this morning, and I watched it, and it's just like, oh, my God, these people.
Okay.
So what is this from?
Okay, so there's a thing called Instagram. If you're unaware, and it's my social media of choice. I don't really do Twitter. I don't really do Facebook. I love Instagram.
I look at Instagram.
Okay, so I'm in my stuff. So people will send me mm-hmm. clips that are on Instagram, from like funny stuff to, you know, even their own journeys, all of it. And I see a lot of it because I do try to go through it. So this one clip has been sent to me, I'm not kidding, probably 10 times from 10 random people over the world that are just like, can you believe this guy? Can you, you know, this. And I kept seeing it come up. And so I clicked on it. I was like, oh man, number one, it's terrible advice. I think it came originally, maybe it was a TikTok video, but it's an Instagram reel of how
it
we saw it.
It looks like a TikTok video.
And because there's everyone's a financial expert on social media today, right? And with investing,
especially
they all know
TikTok.
What they're going to do and how you make money quick and all this stuff. You know, you got to do all this stuff. So anyway, so here's a video. It was it's a father-daughter, which you'll see. And I just thought,
curl.
Well, here's a father-daughter. And I don't want to harp on them.
Yes,
I want to harp at the situation.
I do.
I know you do. Okay, let's play the Instagram reel.
This is my daughter, Maddie. We're at a car dealership right now, and she's about to buy her first car. Tell me how you're buying your first car.
This morning, I went to the bank. I got my first car loan. I qualified for $15,000.
At what interest rate?
3.5%. With the money that I have saved up, I have $7,000 in cash. I'm going to invest that into an Airbnb property and get 14% interest back, so that way I can use that money to pay off my car loan. So basically, kind of getting a car for free.
Wait, Maddie, can you explain that one more time a little more simply?
Yeah. So it costs me 3 cents to borrow a dollar from the bank. And then I go and take that dollar, not my dollar, and I give to someone for 14 cents. And then so 14 minus 3, 11. So I keep the difference in the middle.
Wait, what's that called?
Arbitrage.
Boom. You buy assets that then cash flow and pay for your stuff.
I mean, he's so proud.
Well, he's so slimy.
There's a few things.
You need to take a shower after watching that
Oh,
guy.
My gosh.
It just drips in arrogance.
Well, there's a lot of things about this. Number one, I really don't feel like you can get an interest rate. I don't think you can get a loan. How old was she then?
She's 15. She cannot get a bank loan.
No. So he co-signed, which probably helped get a lower interest rate. And then what I don't understand is the $11,000 in an Airbnb property.
You can't buy an Airbnb property for $11,000 either. You could invest in it with a bunch of partners into an Airbnb property. And that's assuming the Airbnb property stays rented and the local city council doesn't pass a law against Airbnbs. In which case, your little butt would be broke at 15 years old because your father's a moron. Oh, my God. Was I unclear?
No. I was like, we're not going to harp on the people. We're going to harp on the idea.
Too late.
But speak to the notion, though, because that stuff is everywhere that you get. You borrow this, you take that percentage and that difference, and you go get that asset, and then in this and that. And you play this game.
Full disclosure, I had you on stage at 15 years old. Okay?
A slimy.
So full disclosure. So full disclosure.
That is true. You would be selling your kids' books.
The difference is the advice that we were giving was not so bad. And we were not as slimy or condescending, I don't think. Oh, my God. It's called arbitrage, okay, which is Greek for I'm stupid. Oh, my God.
Ugh. Okay, but talk about that notion, though, because
the set of assumptions you have to go through for all that crap to be true are absolutely ludicrous.
No.
Okay, number one, you have never met a millionaire. We studied 10,167 of them. Zero of them, precisely zero, said, I borrowed money on my car and arbitraged it into being a millionaire. Zero real millionaires do that. Zero. Zero. None. I borrowed money on my car and put $11,000 into an Airbnb when I was 15 with all of my business acumen on display because she didn't even know what the interest rate was. Go back and watch the clip again. She's, well, and they had to edit it. What was it? Oh, 3.5. Well, tell them again, Matt. Tell them again, darling, what you did. Oh, she doesn't even know what she did. She really didn't. She was a little parrot. So, you know, number one. But the whole concept of I'm going to borrow money on assets. Listen, you duber. Cars go down in value. Yes, you can call them an asset if you want, but they're not much of an asset. And if you leverage your car to get rich, you might never get there. This is dumb.
Because mathematically that's true, but also the spirit behind it.
Well, mathematically, it's... You are not measuring risk, and you're making a set of assumptions that a 13-year-old, 15-year-old can borrow money at 3.5%. They can't. You can't contract unless you're a legal adult, and borrowing money is a contract in any state in the United States, okay? That's why a kid can't have a mutual fund. You have to have a custodial account. That's why a kid can't have a savings account or a checking account. You have to have a parent on there as a custodian because kids can't contract. They can't buy beer, and they can't borrow money from a car dealer. God. So now then once you've done all that, though, let's just pretend you weren't a kid. Yep. And you went and really borrowed money at 3.5%. Here's the thing. You have to follow factual causation. Find people who have actually done your theory. Find me one who 15 years later, using that type of system, is a millionaire or greater. You can't find them because they're not there. They're not there.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
Let me ask you this question. Because there is, again, there's this thing that is floating around in the culture. There really is, though, that...
It's called stupidity.
That I know. Let me just present the stupidity, and then you can debunk it, because you're really great at that right now. Okay. That, you know, if you just, like, want to kind of be, like, yeah, maybe you can just, like, you can have some wealth, and you just... That's what investing does, and it's more... But if you really want to become, like, super wealthy... You have to, you know, be in real. You have to do these things, these jump through hoops, and you're doing math that most people can't grasp and understand because you're playing the game. I mean, this is a perfect example. Like the way he's,
it's called arbitrage.
The way he's explaining it makes it feel like, oh, there's something I'm missing.
It's a big word.
And in order to build wealth and to become rich, there's other systems that I don't know about.
Yeah.
That can cause me to become rich.
Yeah.
Is there a level of that, though?
30 years ago when I came on the air, the secrets of the rich were out there then. Everybody's got a book, Seven Secrets to Getting Rich. Here's the problem. It's not a secret. There's not a magic sauce. There's not a magic sauce. McDonald's special sauce is basically Thousand Island. There is no special sauce, okay? There's not any. That's it. I mean, you got to live on less than you make. You have to invest steadily over a long period of time. And there is no, like, I learned a new word and that made me wealthy. If, you know, maybe compound interest would be close, okay? But compound interest works over time with time and consistency. So maybe that's a new word for him. And he learns that word. And that's a good word. But You know, the people that say they're looking for a shortcut.
I mean, that's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
And they're brilliant. They know things because they're on TikTok and they know, oh God, shoot me. I'm having trouble finding intelligent life on TikTok. We're going to have to get on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. That's not on my phone.
I guess we're going to have to put content on there to just mess with this toxic culture.
We're putting money out there. Advice out there. But
killing.
It's happening.
This is the Ramsey Show. Dave here. We just launched a brand new audience survey for the Ramsey Show, and we'd love your feedback. You could be entered to win a $500 Visa gift card. No purchase necessary. Take the survey at RamseySolutions.com/survey.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruz, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruz Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruz Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.